Previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
There was a Sex and the City marathon on TBS, and we enjoyed it.
Oh, we did. It was a lovely television show.
Do you remember? We figured out that you are a Samantha.
Of course, dear. I'm a Samantha.
Of course. Kendall, that's something
I don't even know what that means.
Forget your troubles. Come on, get flabby. Welcome back to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball. It would be nice to escape it all, to go someplace where the laughs are free and there are bad jokes and bad hosts and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, we're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride, where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring, and occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. You, the listener, are here. We're ready to start the show.
Hey, it's stretch marks this week.
We got them. You got them.
We got them.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Oh.
Oh. Hey, Cliff.
Hey, it's stretch marks this week.
We got them. You got them.
We got them.
There's no hiding them.
And we're here.
And we're here. Cliff, we're talking about flexibility is what we're talking about.
Let's flex.
Let's be, everybody be flexible with us for
Let's
a moment.
Let's be flexible.
And pretend like we have flexibility.
Now, speaking of flexibility, Kendall, the roof did a little bit of flexing last week when that tornado blew through town.
Yes, it was terrifying.
It was very
And I'm not
scary.
Talking about the tornado, I'm talking about the bowels in the, under the mattress.
It was a bowel soup. I've had to throw away those pants that I was in because it just pooled beneath us all. And but I mean, those pants were really tight. Anyway, so it's kind of a mixed blessing that now I have gianter pants that are also very snug.
Very snug.
They're very
snug. I meant to tell you, they look like they're cut off circulation.
They really are. Kinda, when I look down and I see the bloatation of my body, I have to stop and think, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Something is wrong here. What is it? And it don't you find out how like certain parts of your body will just blob out. They just blob right
like,
out.
What is this? I didn't have this before.
Yeah, and you think, oh, that's a whole pizza right there.
Wearing pants is like prison.
It really is. Every day I think, what will I wear? Oh, no, it's not what will. It's what can I wear.
What's available here for
what
me?
What is available that...
In this tent.
Yeah. Oh,
God. Luckily, well, I say luckily. Unluckily, Charles, the contractor, was down at the truck stop when the tornado came through.
Uh-huh.
And he survived just fine.
He survived.
Unfortunately.
He survived. Kendall, when you're talking about flexibility...
So I'm talking about...
I want you to do this when the listeners are considering flexibility. All right? I want you to do this.
I'm ready to do it.
Kendall, just change the context. When you just can't take a situation anymore, you just have to flex right out of it. You have to just think, I am a tree and I can bend. And just how about you just take a vacation? Just take a vacation. Or maybe walk around the block. It's like a short vacation. Maybe a coffee break.
What about a coffee break?
I could use some coffee right now.
A coffee break. Kendall, change the context of your environment and you're just going to feel a mind shift. You're going to feel it. And it's going to be...
Mind shift.
It's going to be flexibility in action.
Flex.
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 Flex. Flex.
Flex. Flex. Flex you.
Juno
Flex you. That's a campaign we could start to
put them on the t-shirts.
Flexibility.
You know, many factors, Cliff, are taken into account when establishing personal flexibility. Your joint structure.
Oh, not a joint structure.
Your ligaments, your tendons, your muscles, and fat tissue.
Oh my God.
And you know, we got a lot of that. Which is why we're not flexible at all.
I have been accused of being completely inflexible.
In more than one way.
In more than one way. And it is sad, but true. Why are you calling?
Excuse me, I have an urgent piece of mail at Felix's address, even though you are recording a show right now.
Mr. Snodbond, what are you... A piece of mail? What could be important? We're trying to do a show about flexibility. When we got an eviction notice in L.A., we didn't even know it until we accidentally opened it at the end of Dear Cliff and Kendall, and now you break in with what? What is so important?
I'm not flexible with this.
Oh, is this a flexibility test? If this is some weird mind...
We are losing!
This is a mind game, I swear.
No, Bose, of course it's not a mind game, Bose. I'm unaware of how to play mind games. I have only the truth to tell, Bose. I have the truth of this mail, Bose. It's an urgent letter regarding the price change for Netflix subscribers.
What the
First,
hell?
First, I have two questions.
Oh, my goodness.
What should we do about the change, Bose? And question number two, what exactly is Netflix, Buzz? I leave you to answer these questions, Buzz. I'm back to the producing booth. I gotta produce this show.
Oh my God. This is addressed to your house. What is... Remember how Mrs. Barbara Bertrand said she watches all those things on Netflix now?
Oh, yes, yeah.
And he thinks it's like a flight simulator?
It makes him dizzy, he said.
Oh, it says they're raising the prices. They're raising the price.
But you either pay it or you...
Or you can unsubscribe. You don't even know what it is and you're mad about paying for it. You might like it.
Netflix started as a DVD rental service where you'd mail in one DVD and then you get the next one.
I have now two DVDs online. Sitting at home. I have not watched them. And I've truly had them for more than a month. And
I think I've had one for a year.
What is it?
I don't know where it is.
Because I'm interested in what the things are. What is it that I cannot bring myself to open that envelope and put the disc in the player? What is it? Again, I'm recording this strictly for Dr. Blathers.
He's listening. He promises he's listening.
Who may be listening.
We heard that.
Oh, God. Sorry, everybody. He may be listening. Maybe he's downloaded the podcast on the internet. We're heard worldwide. And we're available. Are we available, like, even in China? Do they know what kind of show
we are available in Alaska.
Oh, even as
in
far...
In Sarah Palin's backyard.
Exotic places like Alaska.
Yeah.
We are available. And we're also, of course, on Busheltown Zone, Ride 99, on Sunday morning.
All the hits and us. Right.
99. Hey, we've taken over the time slot of a test pattern. Kendall, we have been flexible. Mrs. Pussybottom, who owns the radio station, obviously has shown her own flexibility. Has there been a time in your life when you thought, darn it, this is a flexible situation?
Has there been a time that I thought, oh, this is a flexible situation?
Yes.
Every time we start a show, and we mean to do one thing.
You gotta be flexible.
And we're like, hey, we're flexible. If a tornado comes through Busheltown, you gotta get under a mattress.
Listen, it was either the show or the tornado wins. And we could not let it win. We couldn't let it win. Remember after 9/11 when Saturday Night Live came back on the air and they let us laugh again?
Yes.
And they didn't let the terrorists win. Well, our resilience is what came upon us. And last week, preemptively, our flexibility came upon us and we just went with it and we showed everybody it's okay to just not even, you don't even have to wait to laugh. You can laugh through the tornado.
You can laugh through anything.
You can just keep on laughing.
I can't wait to laugh through death, but...
I can't wait. Oh, I think that God has a sick sense of humor, and when I die, I'll find him laughing at me.
I want you to always warm up before you stretch.
You gotta warm up.
You don't want to stretch on cold muscles. It's gonna hurt you even worse than you were before.
Don't you hate when you just your muscles are cold? You get a chill in the muscles. It's kind of blank you.
Oh, what could you be meaning there?
What are
love you? Is that what you were gonna say?
What are you blanking about?
You want to fill in that blank?
Fill in the blank.
It's a new segment here on our show. We have so many new segments.
All new segment, Kendall. Some people, episode 300 and some, they just do the old segment.
Stick with the oldies, but we're doing new ones.
They just drive them right into the ground.
Kendall are no longer in the kitchen. No. We are filling in the blanks.
We've already driven all the segments into the ground, and so we had to drive a few new ones in there, and this is a new one, and it's fill in the blank.
Blanks.
You have to fill in a blank.
Yes.
And what we're going to do, I'm going to say something to Kendall, and with a blank in it, I'm going to say, fill in the blank. And
we'll see if I get it right.
We'll see.
It's a big, I'm not having too much confidence for myself here.
It's a big we'll see on this one, everybody. You never know. We might just ask you to forget this one. See if it never happened. It's always a chance you take. It's a part of being flexible. I got a blank for you.
Blank me.
All right. I don't mind what blank does as long as they don't do it in the streets and frighten the horses.
What is that? What the kids do?
Oh, no. Kid. Victor Hugo, he didn't mind what the Congress did as long as they didn't do it in the street and frighten those horses.
Like I said, the kids.
The kids, the idiots.
Strive not to be a blank, but rather to be of value.
Oh.
Strive not to be a bitch.
That's what I thought. That was the first thing that came to my mind. But no, Cliff, it's strive not to be a success, but rather to be a value. And that was Albert Einstein.
Oh, Einstein. They may take our lives, but
they
but they will never take my card. Kendall, they may take our lives, but they will never take our blank.
Our freedom.
Our freedom. I'm talking freedom.
Was that right?
Freedom. Freedom. Of course.
Freedom.
Canada. It's a free world. It's free country.
It's free country. I'll sing if I want to.
Yeah.
Cliff, the most difficult thing is the decision to act. The rest is merely blank.
Oh, is merely happenstance.
No. Close, Cliff. Tenacity.
Oh, it's all the same.
Good old Amelia Earhart said that, friends with Our Lady Charles Lindbergh.
Oh, Amelia. Kendall, don't stay in bed unless you can make blank in bed.
Oh, sex.
Oh. No, Kendall. George Burns, he said, don't stay in bed unless you can make money in bed.
Oh, well, that's the same thing.
I think people would offer us money to get out of bed.
They're like, please, let me leave.
Please leave.
Cliff, the most common way people give up their blank is by thinking they don't have any.
Confidence.
No, Cliff, their power.
Their power.
Alice Walker.
Damn. Kendall, so you want to play with magic. Boy, you should know what you're falling for. Baby, do you dare to do this? Because I'm coming at you like a blank.
Like a magician.
Okay, though, Katy Perry, she's coming at you like a dark horse.
Mm. A blank life is not worth living.
An unexamined
yes, Cliff.
Is not worth living.
The unexamined life.
To dream the impossible blank. No, Kendall, I'm just kidding.
Dream. I got one.
Kendall, fill in this blank. It's time to take a...
Break.
Blank. I mean a break. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Let's take a break. Cliff, we'll be right back after this.
Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. You won't want to miss a thing.
And I... am constipated. It feels so bad, I hate it. And I need a solution. I think fiber is the one. got some fiber. That's what I got to have. I got some fiber. Gonna make my bowels move. Gotta have some fiber for my bowels. Gotta get them unclogged. Gotta have some fiber. I'm a little bit logged. Gotta have some fiber today, today. Gonna make me chug a lug. I just had some fiber this morning. Now I think I'm in love, 'cause I got some fiber. Fi, 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 fiber. Burr, 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 burr. Gotta have some fiber for your bowels, move 'em. Gotta get the brown real loose. Gotta have some fiber. Don't let your bowels become a noose. Don't put the bowels...
Here they are again. Two fat people who need help. Cliff and Kendall.
Cliff, we are blank.
Oh, we're
back.
Oh, fat is what
oh,
I was thinking. Fat.
There's a lot of things going that blank.
Morbidly obese.
That's two blanks, but I'll give it to you.
And living through it at the moment.
We should write a book.
We should. Kendall, what is this show about?
I was just about to say, what are we talking about again? Flexibility, Cliff. You gotta be flexible. I'm flexible to deal with that.
To deal with that. Kendall, it's just a matter of life. It's just
matter
life.
Matter of time. I was feeling more blanks.
Feeling, I do wish matter the of rest of the show was just one big blank. And
oh,
so,
we have to
so
do a
the
whole
listeners.
Show where we just do blanks.
Oh, that's gonna be a big download. Kendall, when you're thinking of flexibility...
What am I thinking about?
I want you... Now, listen, people are going to say, no, wait, I can't do this, but yes, you can, and then I'm going to explain it. Kendall, I want you to plan to be spontaneous. Well, I know you're saying no.
No.
But come on, Kendall, change up that regular routine.
No.
You know, if you do something every night, like order a pizza and a cinnapie...
Oh, if I could only change that...
Maybe don't do that one night and go for a walk around the neighborhood.
Was that directed at me, Cliff?
It was directed in the mirror over here at my own gigantic reflection. It is gigantic.
Ugh.
It is unacceptable.
All the things that Stuart Smiley did not tell you to say into the mirror.
Unacceptable.
Your life is not worth living is what I'm... usually say. Kendall, but that's not what... Oh, my God.
What are the kids saying?
Your phone is going off.
It is blowing up.
It's blowing up.
Well, here, let's read it. Let's see what they're saying.
All right. What are they saying?
Oh, Cliff, the kids are saying a tip slip.
Oh.
Have you heard of a tip slip?
A tip... Yes, that's when you have had excellent service at a diner, and you just slip the tip to the waitress. You say, here you go. Thanks.
Maybe, Cliff, but I think it's more when the tip of a penis slips out of the bottom of the hole of your underwear. That's called a tip slip. That's what the kids are calling it, Cliff.
Kendall, I don't want to get gross, but it happens to me all the time. It's so long, it's dangling, it's dangling.
It just flops out everywhere.
Flapping between my knees. I got bruises on either knee from it because it just flaps when I walk. But anyway, that's TMI. Another thing that the kids are saying, Kendall,
what
they're saying stretch action.
Stretch action.
Yeah, and this is something that it says that it only applies to women, but I think the kids got it all wrong because it definitely 100% applies to you and me. All right, it's saying stretch action. Kendall, while I'm saying this, I want to just stop it for a second. I want to say, I want listeners to know, I want to build up some excitement.
Well, I want to know what stretch this is.
Double the excitement, Kendall.
Uh-huh.
Double your pleasure. Because you want to know that. And I want the listeners to know we have something so fun for you planned for the end of the show. We have a big guest that Kendall has been working on all week, getting this guest since
since the
tornado. And he won't stop talking about it. He I know that I promised you I would not bring it up before the segment.
Yes, I wish you had not.
But I thought that in this one case that you would be okay with me just breaking a promise, because I'm so excited and I want listeners to know. And who is it? Did you say?
Well, Cliff, I wanted to make it a surprise.
Oh, a surprise.
I told you I didn't want you to say anything, so I would prefer if we just kept a secret until time, until the segment comes up.
Well, I just want the listeners to be really excited. We got a big surprise coming up. It's going to be really fun in the show.
We've got the break.
Is there? No, because there's no more breaks in the show.
Oh, okay.
We had a break, and we filled in the blank, and it was with a break.
Oh, that's right. Yes, we've already had the break.
And all right, so big guests coming up, listeners. That's all I wanted to say. And now, okay, back to what the kids are saying. They're saying stretch action, and this happens to you and me. This is the phenomenon where the section of shirt fabric between your giant boobs becomes stretched taut, as evidenced by several prominent horizontal stretch folds. Look at my breasts. See, there's these stretch folds. And it's like when you wear a button-up shirt and they just open there in the middle and you see swatches of skin and giant boobs. You know how that happens to us.
Oh, yeah. It just plops out.
And it occurs only when the right combination of shirt tightness, breast firmness, and huge breast size is met. And that is what sets some stretch action.
Oh, sorry, Cliff. I was just texting over here. Sorry about that. Cliff, do you know what sweeting is? No.
Is it that?
No, it's not that. It's just as bad, Cliff.
Oh.
It's tweeting whilst on the toilet.
Oh.
Sweeting.
Oh, no. Why is it that?
Well, it's a mixture of tweeting and shitting.
Sweeting. Sweet.
Yeah, I was trying to keep it clean on the show, Cliff.
Oh, no.
I should know I can't keep it clean with the kids.
Kids.
Another one. I just need
to make
a phone call real quick.
Okay, I prefer to do the show with the co-host, but if you're on the phone, I guess that's important.
Just go ahead, I'm listening.
All right, Kendall and listeners, it's just us. All right, a stretcher. It's a stretcher, a particularly girthy Duke. When you got that Duke that just busts you open wide, and it feels like it stretches you on its way out, and it leaves you clenching your buttocks for half an hour afterwards, trying to get your ring piece back into shape.
Ooh.
And you might say something like, "Remind me never to eat bran flakes again. That dump this morning was so full of stretchers, I felt like I'd been hand diddled by an elephant."
Ooh, hand diddled.
Tan diddled by an elephant.
Oh,
my God.
Cliff, are you a food whore?
Oh, definitely.
It's a person that will do anything for food.
That's a definite.
Someone that's always around where food is. You are sure a food whore. You smell food and you got here ASAP.
Absolutely.
That's food whore.
That's a yes.
Count me in. I'm a food whore.
Affirmative.
I wish I got paid for eating food.
Oh, my God. Kendall, I'm so excited about the guests. But anyway, I didn't mean to break back in about that.
Oh, yes, we gotta wait.
I'm happy for any kind of guest, but I know it's gonna be a big guest, a big get for the show.
Oh, a big get.
It's probably, I don't know, is it gonna be like when we tried to get Lena Dunham that time, as big as her?
Oh.
An Emmy winner?
Maybe. Maybe, surprise.
All right, Kendall, this is back to the kids. They've been texting you this. Kendall, they texted you, flex a grumpy. Have you ever flexed a grumpy before?
Grumpy? No.
Flex
a
grumpy.
I don't think so, I don't know.
Yeah, Kendall, that's just when you take a big old shit outdoors.
Oh.
That's just one of them outdoor shits. Kendall,
I'm more of an indoor person.
Flexing it.
I'm more of an indoor sweeter.
It's flexing a grumpy. Kendall, when did you last, if ever, flex a grumpy?
Well, one time when I was hiking. I got so sick, and I had to go out into the forest. Not a place you ever want to have to do it.
Did you have toilet paper?
No, I didn't have toilet paper. Oh, yeah, I did have toilet paper.
Oh, thank God.
But it was like, I take that back. The only thing that I had was like antibacterial wet wipes.
Oh.
It was awful.
Wasn't
it a great story?
Oh, look, I don't think I've ever.
We don't even need that guest anymore. That was such a great story.
Oh, okay, don't try. I know you're trying to tamp down my excitement, but I'm really excited.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, flexing a grumpy is shitting outdoors.
Okay, Cliff, do you know what an ussy is?
An ussy?
Yeah.
That is when you are in England and you see a lady of the evening and they say,
Oh, look, Governor down there. I spy a sea. Ow.
No, Cliff, of course not.
Flowers for sale.
Of course not, Cliff.
Hey, ussy, just you wait, Henry Higgins. Just you wait.
Cliff, an ussy is, of course, a group selfie.
Oh.
A picture one takes with themselves and many others in the photo. One takes an ussy to be silly with friends and have fun taking random pictures of themselves.
What a fun thing to do.
Doesn't that sound like fun? Oh.
Kendall, flex stop.
Flex stop.
Flex stop. Kendall, when did you last flex stop? That's when you cross your legs and flex your butt muscles together to hold a dump in because your anal sphincter isn't strong enough anymore, Kendall. And that's like saying, dude, I had a close call this morning. This is like you on the hike. I had a close call this morning. I broke into a shuffle on the way to the bathroom and I had to pause halfway to do a flex stop.
The last word, these kids, they talk an awful lot about dumping these things.
Kids, why? Why, kids?
Oh, that's all it checks, to be clear. They stopped texting.
Oh, thank the Lord. You know they stwexted you. They shit texted you.
Oh, my God. They probably did. Oh.
You know they did.
That was disgusting even reading it.
My God.
Oh, Cliff, that is just so sad.
That, no, Kendall, that's so exciting. We have, and what is your guest going to talk about?
Well.
Did we get an award?
Well, I don't know. Let me go see if I can find him, and I'll let him introduce himself.
Go find him.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
We're on the air. Mr. Snodbottom,
I'm sorry. That was completely inappropriate etiquette. I just wanted to step in and say my distrust for that deer. It was terrible.
Well, I appreciate you stepping in. I don't know where he has run off to get the. Did you see a guest out there waiting, Mr. Snodbottom? He's shaking his head.
No, dear, but Mr. Snodbottom was asleep, dear, and I just got here, so I'm not. I didn't see anyone, but.
Oh, my God. There's nobody out there?
No, I'll go see if I can find him, dear.
Mrs. Butterchild.
Hello.
Hello. Where's Kendall?
He came and got me, and he said that I should go ahead and come in here and do the show with you and introduce myself, and that he had to use the restroom. He said something about a
flexing a grumpy.
A flex something. Yes.
Kendall is flexing a grumpy out in the. Oh my God. Okay, well, that's. I'm sorry. This is
must
very.
Must be a component to the radio station or something.
This is very odd. I'm Cliff, co-host of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, an internet talk show.
I'm Richard. I'm the instructor down at the local Busheltown Flexibility Building.
Where is the Flexibility Building?
It's on the other side of town from the donut shop.
Oh, well then that's why I've never seen it.
That's what I thought. And so I instruct people how to be flexible, both mentally and physically.
Mentally and physically flexible? Well, I wish Kendall was in it. Kendall! Kendall, pinch it off!
Kendall, come back as soon as you can.
Where is he?
Well, I just wanted to do some stretching with you to understand how to be more flexible. So, let's move these chairs and let's... All come right. over here and...
I feel like this is... We're doing this. And Mrs. Potter, Butterchild, why don't you come in and flex with me?
Oh, dear, I was about to myself outside. I'm so excited. Let's do this, dear.
This is very odd.
Yes, please. The more the better.
Where? Did you see Kendall, Mrs. Potter, Butterchild?
No, dear. I've been looking all over for him. I checked the bathroom and the break room and I haven't seen him.
Where? All right.
I'm sure he's out there somewhere. Okay, so look, first... Let's just stand up and shake out like this. Just shake
all
it out.
Right,
Whoa. Yeah, I love this. It's like a dance.
Oh, my boobs hurt when they flap.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay, so let's see. The first thing you should do is just lift your leg up and pull it back behind you.
Hold on.
Are you okay, Miss Madam?
Oh, hold on to that. Hold on here. Take my hand.
No, dude, thank you, dear. Okay, let's try that again, dear.
Where? Kendall is really missing
this.
You know,
let me go see if I can find Kendall.
What?
You just keep doing that.
Wait, you should go.
I'll be right back.
Oh my God, where is he gone? They're both not in here.
Oh, dear, I'm sorry about having so much fun stretching.
I'm
back. Sorry, did he come in here? Has he introduced himself? Is he done?
What did we do? We did a stretch.
We've been doing some stretching, dear.
We did a stretch all we've done.
Well,
Stay.
I don't know where he went, though. I think he said he had to run in and get a snack or something. Let me just go grab him, and I'll bring him right back in. I'll be right back.
No, just stay in here.
I'll be right back. Don't worry. I'll grab him. Dear, what is going on?
What is going on? I don't understand why Kendall and Rachel.
He's usually not this bad with etiquette.
Richard! I feel like Hyacinth.
Richard! Richard, please! Hi, hello. Sorry,
Where is Kendall? Did you see him?
Kendall said he tripped and hurt his foot.
He tripped?
Yes, well, it was slippery out there.
Would we not have felt the building shake?
I went to get some water and I poured it out, dear, and he must have slipped on that.
Oh, my God. Well, Mrs. Potter, better turn. What? Don't go out there until we have some Charles mop that up.
I came, dear.
Oh, my God. Mr. Snobbottom, don't leave that booth.
He's asleep.
Oh, well.
Oh, he's asleep. anyway, let's do the next stretch.
Okay.
Put your arms up above your head, like this, uh-huh. And just go back and forth like that.
Oh.
Isn't that a great stretch?
Oh, I think I pulled something.
Oh, dear. Oh, that's a wonderful stretch, dear. I love that.
Oh, here.
Oh, see? It's a wonderful stretch.
Richard, you're looking so familiar.
I think that's all the time I have to.
What do you mean? Sit, stay right here.
I have
right
another
here.
Appointment. I must be going. I really
do
must be going.
You just sit tight. Kendall! We need to get an ussy of all of us. You stay here. Mrs. Potter, and you stay right there.
Oh, but, well, dear, should I go look for him?
I don't know. Let's just holler for him together.
Here, I'll
Kendall!
Richard! You know, Richard, he was starting to look so familiar. I don't know if it was like Chris Farley with a mustache or John Candy with a mustache, but somebody I know with a mustache.
Oh, dear, both of these men are so rude.
Oh, my God. I would hate this guy, except for I do feel like Hyacinth today.
Oh, I'm sorry, Cliff. I'm sorry, Richard.
Where is Richard?
He had to leave. He said he had to go to had an appointment with some more stretching to do.
Now, is that really what, that's what he said?
Yes, huh? That's exact word for word, quoted.
There's
something very fishy here.
You do realize you're still wearing the Richard mustache.
Oh, shit. Oh, dear, was that you?
That was you the whole time?
Look, I told Austin to look up some people to call in for the show. Sorry. And he didn't get back to me on time.
You said you would do it. We were at the meeting and you said, look, I got that covered. Nobody lift a finger. Austin, don't. That's what you said.
Well, I was talking about the pizza. But you guys took it as getting the guest host. So I just did not have time. I'm so sorry. I waited too long. And it was too late. Oh, dear. Well, next time, you should let some other people help you.
Oh, my God.
I apologize greatly.
Mr. Snodbottom would be so mad if he were awake.
I'm sorry. It's really sad.
It is sad.
Oh, dear. It's so sad.
Oh, my God.
Oh, if our listeners are sad about this as I am, go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com, or give us a call on our fat line at 818-308-4FAT. I hope it makes it up to you for this terrible thing I've done. For all those listeners out there on Ryan 9, I apologize to you as well.
Kendall is the single most penitent man you will ever...
Only a penitent man shall pass.
Ever meet. Kendall, I do not seek, I find. And that was said by who though but Pablo Picasso.
Cliff, the human capacity for burden is like bamboo. Far more flexible than you'd ever believe at first glance. And who doubt was that but Jody Picout?
Oh, Kendall, I thought you were talking about boobs, and I thought it was about us for a second.
The old baboons.
Oh, for sure. Kendall, she had lost the art of conversation, but not, unfortunately, the power of speech. And that's what our listeners are thinking about us. But it was, of course, who said it first but George Bernard Shaw.
And then many more that listened to our show.
Many more thinking, well, they have lost the art of conversation, but if only they would lose the power of speech.
Cliff, be infinitely flexible and constantly amazed. And that was Jason Kravitz.
Oh, Jason.
Oh, Cliff, why don't you take us home?
Take me home. We're going to have to talk about the deception. Did you even listen to the fucking deception show that we did? Well, that we tried to do. Well, were we in handcuffs?
I was preoccupied.
I was occupying Wall Street, and I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. I'm sorry. We'll see you next week.
He is sorry. Kendall's the quickest to say he's sorry. Anything that happened, I'm so sorry. Okay, we're sorry to keep you this long, listeners.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.
Flex you! Wait.